views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience.
This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here today with my husband, Jason. Today, we're talking about holiday shopping.
Ooh.
We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, what are some of the tricky situations that confront holiday shoppers these days?
Okay, here goes the list.
All right.
The first one, how much should I spend? Oh, that's a biggie. Is this the best gift? Will my gift be appreciated? What are the social expectations and should I conform?
You know, I know many people struggle with these questions, but I know we don't do rules. So how do we handle these situations, Jason?
No, we don't do rules, or we don't tell you how to feel in a particular situation. For example, we would never say to you, don't worry about spending too much, or don't worry that the gift is going to be right. Well, that's silly, you know.
Well, that's programming.
That's programming.
Right.
So we try and help you identify the emotions that create the anxiety around holiday shopping.
Okay. When you identify the emotions, then what do you do?
Well, you clear it, of course.
Huh?
It sounds kind of simple.
Yes.
Identifying the emotions sometimes is a little tricky. I know, you know, if you've lived in the programming culture for like everyone else has for a long time, knowing what those emotions are, I know that a lot of our clients over the years have always said, well, you know, I can clear on my own, but I just, you know, I don't know what to clear.
Yes.
You know, so here goes. Let's just kind of go through the list. So
okay.
how much should I spend? That question. Well, you're wondering, you've got some anxiety. Well, clear competition. You know, am I going to spend more than my cousin? Am I going to spend more than my sister? Review your budget and then clear your anxiety about money. Let's say you have so much to spend and you don't feel like it's enough. Well, clear the guilt, the shame.
And the unworthiness.
And the unworthiness because mm-hmm. you don't have the money.
Well?
Clear the neediness to be loved using gifts.
Whoa. That's huge, Jason.
You know, if you want to give your sister a great gift because you've never felt like she loved you very much, and maybe if you give her a big gift, she will. First of all, not likely.
Wait a minute. I want to say, you know, great things come in small packages, but we're not talking about the size of the package. We are talking about
the emotions around. Yes.
Exactly. The emotions, such as the neediness and the competition. So that's huge. So what's the next one, Jason?
Is this the best gift? You know, I've had clients. I know this was a big issue for my daughter at some point because, you know, when I remarried her stepmother.
By the way, not me.
Not Patricia. Had no idea. Always got my daughter what she wanted to get her, and it really with she was completely disconnected from Heather, and it always hurt. And it wasn't the fact that, you know, she wasn't getting a nice gift. It was the fact that
it wasn't something that she wanted.
She didn't feel like she cared enough to figure out what she wanted.
Well,
and
I
that's
mean,
where that's the core of the issue.
And I have to say this just because I happen to know about the situation, but stupid holiday socks were some of the things that she gave to Jason's daughter. I'm talking about the ex-wife, the first ex-wife, that she gave Jason's daughter. And if you know Jason's daughter at all, even as a child, she would never, ever, ever wear stupid holiday socks. You know, Santas and reindeers and, you know, that kind of thing. Easter bunny socks. She would never wear them. It's not who she is.
You know, so here's the first one. You know, what is the best gift?
Okay.
Clear the veils and illusions so I can see the other person clearly. You know, if you just clear the veils and illusions, the barriers so I can understand the other person. There's something about a good gift that's connected to knowing who the other person is.
Right.
There's something loving about seeing the other person as they really are, as opposed to the way you like them to be.
Exactly.
Now, whether it's, you know, a child or whether it's a spouse or sister or someone close, there's something special. So even if the gift isn't that great, to make it personal, it can be very, very nice. So here's the other part. Barriers to confidence with my gift choice. Mm. What if you don't have any idea what the other person wants? You can clear the veils and illusions all day, but you still really don't have that much contact with the other person, so you don't know. Well, then choose. And that's confidence. You know, clear the fear, clear the fear of being judged, the fear that it won't be good, the fear, and just do it.
Okay. So, here's the big question. Jason, will my gift be appreciated?
Okay. That's we always wonder about that. Well, you know, will they really appreciate this gift? I'm going to spend an extra $50, $100 on this gift. Will it be appreciated? Well, first, clear neediness to be loved. You know, it's not about them appreciating you for the gift. It's about you saying, okay, I want to offer this gift for their best interest. So that neediness to be loved always gets in the way. It kind of makes that relationship, it kind of it degrades that relationship. It makes it something else.
Well, I would also clear the expectations that my gift will be the best.
Yes, that's competition.
Yes, of course.
The neediness to be acknowledged. Yes, you know, maybe you want someone to acknowledge you, so you get them a really nice gift, and then they just, no biggie. And, you know, it's a waste. That's a great example of how we use strategies and techniques, you know, getting a great gift as opposed to just changing the energy. Mm. If you want to be acknowledged, change the energy so that, you know, feeling invisible, for example, for yourself, clear that, you know, that will help you be acknowledged more than giving a nice gift.
Well, okay. I want to talk about the gifts themselves in just a few minutes, but, you know, there's one more major one here. What are the social expectations that all of us have been programmed is, quote, appropriate, right, or expected of us?
Yes. Well, again, the energy of that is clear the fear of shame, the fear of judgment, the fear of embarrassment. Mm-hmm. You know, if we clear the stuff that's around us, that's kind of self-absorbed on our part, then we can just give a gift and say, okay, what's in that other person's best interest? What can I give that other person?
Meaning the person we're giving the gift to.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times the problem with shopping and gift giving is we're focused on us and our feelings.
And our pocketbook.
And our pocketbook as opposed to the other person.
Right.
You know, maybe that other person doesn't really care about the gift and we're spending way too much more money than we have to get them to acknowledge us. Clear the veils and illusions so they'll now acknowledge you and save your money. It's a lot easier.
Okay. And we're going to get to the clearing at the end of the show. You know, Jason, we're talking about gifts here.
And we're talking about energy, of course, and which we're always talking about. Yes.
Exactly. And the ecosystem approach. So here's the big question. How do I infuse my gifts with good energy? Because the truth is, I want to give the gifts of good energy, not the gifts of expectations, neediness, and judgments.
You know, this goes back to what is the best gift. And let's say you don't even know. The thing you can do is picture the other person, Mm-hmm. First of all, clear all your stuff, you know, the neediness to be loved, the neediness to be acknowledged.
Oh, yeah, there's
fear
always
of shame
that. Yeah.
And fear of judgment. And then just take the gift and, you know, activate creator energy, activate life force and say, you know, I want to put life force into this gift so that the other person will get some benefit from it. So it'll really serve the other person in the best way. So it'll really touch them in a certain way.
Right. And it, with positive energy.
You may touch them, but not in the way that you need. Mm-hmm. It may connect with them in a way that is invisible to you. Mm-hmm. That's still okay.
Yeah.
It's not about you. It's about the energy. And if you put that, you know, activate life force in that gift and just imagine, you know, the gift that you have and you infuse it, no matter how simple. Maybe it's a coloring set or an art thing or something. Just infuse it. Just fill it up with creator, with life force energy, and it'll make all the difference.
So what are the key points of this segment, Jason?
Holiday shopping difficulties come from negative emotions about shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Any advice about how you should feel about holiday shopping is programming. And identify those emotions and then clear them is the best way to overcome holiday stress.
Mm-hmm.
And clearing those emotions leads to self-knowledge and confidence for the holiday season and holiday shopping.
You know, one of the other things we didn't cover it in this section, but I just want to say that before I go shopping for someone for anything, for a gift, even the grocery store, I reach up and take life force energy. I take it and I hold on to it and I go into the store with it so that I can know I'm doing what's in the best interest of not only myself, but others. With that said, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about painful feelings and situations that interfere with holiday shopping. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMaine.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're talking about painful feelings that people have related to holiday shopping. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, I don't like this part of this one. But what are some of the painful feelings that people have around holiday shopping?
I know it's not fun to talk about this, but so many people get caught in this. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Overspending, dislike of the holidays, fear of buying the wrong gift, the rules or the supposed tos. Oh, that sounds so awful. You're supposed to do this, you're supposed to do that, you know, that keep you trapped. Money problems during the holidays. Oh, that always feels so painful.
And it always seems like it's the end of the year, and it always seems like that's exactly when it's the worst time for the holiday to happen.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I figured this out. It's not about how you should feel. It is about clearing the negative emotions. But what if you don't have enough money to buy the presents? How is clearing going to help that?
We get asked that a lot.
We do.
And what if I just need money? Or if I, you know, whether it's for holiday shopping, for health, for success, you know, if I just need money for my business, I need, you know, whatever, I need this tangible thing. But the truth is the tangible things are money in this case. The energy comes first. So in other words, when you set the energy, the money flows to it. And the truth is, it's not about the presence, it's about creating good feelings. And if you remove the guilt, shame, and unworthiness, even if you don't have the money, then creative possibility happens.
Oh, okay.
You can focus on what the other person really needs and how you can uniquely satisfy those needs.
Okay. So Jason, tell the audience why we don't tell people how they should feel.
Well, I want to go back to the money thing in just a minute because it's people don't really understand. If you won the lottery, let's say you didn't have any money for the holidays, but you won the lottery just before the holiday season, and you can buy all the presents you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Buying the presents. The hope is that buying the presents, using the money to buy the presents, would create the energy of a good feel for the holidays.
Oh, I get it.
But the money itself doesn't create that energy.
It's the other way around.
You create the energy first, and then whether there's money there or not, the good feeling is there.
Yeah.
People don't get that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it. I need to say just a small story. When my daughter was really young, we always made something for everybody in the family. It was something that we did. And there would be very little money spent. And we did things like we made dish towels or we made creative dish towels. And of course, being Miss Natural that I am, I used the flour sack dish towels and I crocheted around them. And then my daughter drew pictures of on them. And the most amazing thing that happened was that these particular dish towels, everyone in the family had them for years. And I don't mean just a few. I'm talking like 10 years. They would bring them out every Christmas and they would go, oh my gosh, these are the greatest things ever.
So, and to make the point, the process of creating those dish towels created a lot of good energy.
Really did. Good feelings and good memories too.
Exactly. And then when people received it, those energies flowed with the gift.
Yes. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. So now I'm going to ask that question again. So tell the audience, Jason, why we don't tell people how they should feel.
Well, just to use your example, mm-hmm. if we told your daughter that she should enjoy making these dish towels, it may not work.
Wait a minute. Were you there? No, I'm just kidding. She, you know, every year I have to say, let's use the dish towel again. Mom, what are we doing this year? What creative thing are we going to do this year? And we would spend, we would spend time together doing this.
Talking about it.
Talking about and being creative and what colors and that sort of thing. We would do that. But not everybody, you know, has that kind of creativity. I get that. But the truth is, we so enjoyed spending that time together with each other.
See, in the programming culture, if you heard this, what you'd go out and do is go make dish towels for your family. And if you think that's the key here, you've missed the whole point.
Exactly.
It's not about the dish towels. Mm-hmm. And that is the point. When you tell someone how they should feel, what they do is they force or act like they should feel that way. Mm-hmm. So in other words, if they say you should be happy, then they act happy, but it's phony. It's not mm-hmm. true. And when you keep doing those types of things, I should feel this way, you start to numb out from your authentic feelings.
Ooh.
And then you become trapped acting one way and feeling another. That creates a lot of weird behaviors, compulsions, illnesses, and disease.
And
oh,
you know,
gosh.
If I was going to suggest a clearing for that, I would clear the guilt and shame that I'm struggling to connect with my authentic feelings. But the truth is, start there if that's where you can see that you're not connecting with those authentic feelings, and keep going.
For example, if you're not happy during the holidays, don't fake it. Just clear the unhappiness and see what comes up.
Yeah. And it's really, really, really kind of amazing. Really kind of amazing. So, Jason, what's a newsletter bonus for this week?
We've got a clearing list so you can work on the negative energies connected to holiday shopping and to the holidays in general. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is such a neat thing. We do this so that after every show, you have clearings that you can get via email, and you can put it on your phone. And you can read it over and over and over again, which, you know, the more you do the clearings, the more energy you move. Energy doesn't move just one time. You have to keep doing it over and over and over again.
And we'd like to remind you, you didn't get that in that condition just with one time of having negative energies thrown at you.
Right.
Or connected with.
Right. So you have to keep doing it. So all you have to do is go to our website, do it now. www.livinglighter.org, our newsletter tab. All we ask for is your name and email address, and it's free.
Okay, and it's simple.
We'd like to have you join us. It's kind of fun. I write some personal things, and Patricia always has to censor me. So see the things that you tried to censor me with for this week, and you'll find out.
Okay. So, you know, many people think that if only they had more money during the holidays, then shopping would be more fun. You know, that idea is based on the idea that you can buy happiness for others, especially relatives.
You know, if that energy is present in your family, it's really toxic mm-hmm. and will make future holidays difficult.
Right.
Many people want money to overcome competition with relatives by purchasing presents that make themselves look good.
But that's not about the perspective of true gift giving.
And those are all toxic energies.
Absolutely.
And training your children or grandchildren to believe that love brings great presents is not really good energy for them.
Exactly. You know, competition with relatives to buy great presents is toxic and leads to bad feelings. Well, sometimes right then, but definitely later on.
you know, I guess here's the theme. It's creating good energy for the season, for the holidays is the key. And if you've got holiday stress or holiday shopping stress, chances are you're stuck in some of these negative emotions of, you know, guilt or shame or I'm not good enough. Or
how about the need to be the hero?
Need to be the hero, the need to be loved, the need to be taken care of. And here's the irony about all that. If you clear the need to be the hero, you clear the need to be loved, to be liked, to be seen, then it's easier for people to do it.
Yeah.
I know it sounds counterintuitive, but if you have a real neediness to have everyone like your present, that it's hard to like your present. I know this sounds weird, but you know, it's neediness is almost palpable, and a lot of people can't put their finger on it. They don't know, they can't maybe describe it as neediness, but they can describe it as icky. It doesn't feel good. You know, someone's giving you a present and they're hovering over you to say, oh, do you like it? You know, then, you know, then you're not a happy person.
Yes. So what, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
We never tell people how they should feel. That's toxic programming. Clearing always helps, but often there are layers of emotions that need to be cleared. Clearing won't help with money itself, but focusing on the energy of the situation always helps. And holiday shopping requires a form of confidence that only comes from clearing.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to work with holiday crowds, negative holiday feelings, and the big one, bah humbug. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're talking about negative holiday feelings and that bah humbug feeling. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, how do we approach the negative holiday feelings?
There are two ways. First, if you know the specifics of your negative feelings, you can clear those.
Okay.
But second, and this is much more common, you don't know, you don't like the holidays, but you don't really know why. So let's talk about the second reason first, and then we'll get to the other when you know why. Usually there's a numbness about how you feel. And frankly, numbness is epidemic in our culture because of programming. We're taught to push aside our feelings and just do it, to manipulate ourselves, to force ourselves, to trick ourselves, to get things done, to motivate ourselves, and which isn't really motivation, but it doesn't really work. It's not sustainable. But that method numbs us to your authentic feelings. So you may have some negative feelings around the holiday, you bah humbug, and it may not be clear to you what it comes from. So the thing you do is you clear the numbness.
Okay.
Now, if you know what's the problem is, let's say you had a loss, you lost a close relative 3 Christmases ago, and every time Christmas comes, it's just hard for you to get into the feel of it. Well, that's when clearing specifically is really helpful. So it would be, and to eliminate the pain of the memories of losing grandpa or whoever it was.
Okay.
The feeling of loss of that particular person. And, you know, a lot of people do energy work, but they don't get to the specific part. And the specific part is so important because when you clear specifically the thing that's in your way, the more, the greater your results.
Well, okay. So, and one of the things that I found is that when people are clearing specifically for themselves, meaning and doing clearing constantly and consistently, what they find is that it's easier to see the things that are standing in their way. It's easier to
be more specific.
To be more specific. It's really interesting. And that, by the way, shows some progress. But if you can't be specific, it's okay. I just want to tell everyone, it's okay. Just clear the basics: anger, hate, fear, overwhelm, disappointment, unworthiness, hopelessness.
Or you can clear numbness and then the veils and illusions.
Yes.
So you can see what's in your way.
Exactly.
But the specific part is so important because mm-hmm. that's when you make progress. When you go like with laser-like focus, and frankly, it takes a while to get to that point. I want to make sure I say that.
Okay.
Doesn't happen first time, but the more specific you are, the more layers you can get to because negative energies are always in layers.
Okay. So, and we do need to remember the more you do it, the better you understand your own emotions or the energies that are keeping you from understanding you and that are keeping you from your authentic self.
You know, if there was a club for people that had bah humbug feelings during the holiday, you know, you could all get together. Maybe it's a support group, you know, maybe it's a support group for people with bah humbug feelings.
Okay.
Well, I guarantee you each person in that group would have different specifics.
Mm-hmm.
And so by clearing those specifics, it's going to be far more effective. And then you probably wouldn't need the group.
Okay.
So, you know, and if you don't know the specifics, the first layer for most people is numbness, fogginess, veils and illusions, so I can see what's in my way. You know, clearing always has a cumulative effect.
Okay.
The more you do it, the better you understand.
Okay.
Just keep going.
So I have a story here that this story always just touched me because it came from Bah Humbug, and it's amazing how the energy turned itself around. It was just so amazing. This is years ago, and this is before the clearing, before the ecosystem approach was actually, you know, named. And I had a friend who had just bought a house, and of course, her homeowner's insurance and her taxes and everything was all due all at the same time. And so literally and physically, there was no money left. There was barely enough money to for food to the end of the month. It was, you know, it was a very tight situation. And she was doing Bah Humbug, you know, rah, 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 rah. And I said to her, you know what? Just go and spend time with your family. It doesn't matter that you don't bring a gift. It's you bringing, you know, it's you going and you bringing yourself as a gift. And she said, okay. So she goes to the gas station gas was much cheaper than it is now. And, but she goes to the gas station to put gas in her car. And she goes in and it's like a Quick Mart, you know, a 7-Eleven type thing. And she's standing there waiting to get her money taken. And she happened to turn around and there was, an extensive rack of candy sitting there, candy bars and gum and all that sort of thing. And there was five people that she did not buy gifts for that she normally had. And it just struck her. Well, you know, why don't I just buy them all a candy bar? You know, at least it's something sweet. It's at least it's, you know. So anyway, so her daughter's name was Ruth. And of course, what candy bar do you think she bought for her daughter? Of course, Baby Ruth. And then it went from there. And she took these five candy bars and she didn't even buy one for herself. By the way, that wouldn't have been me, but that's beside the point. And so she went in and she had this bag and they all were, you know, hi, you know, grandma, how are you? You know, all that sort of thing. Merry Christmas. And she said, Merry Christmas. And she waited a little while. And then the kids said to her, well, grandma, what did you bring us? And she said, well, I didn't bring you the normal thing, but let's all sit around and I brought something different this time. And it started out kind of she was a little embarrassed, but she pulled out the first one. But before she gave the candy bar to each one, she described the reasoning for giving this particular candy bar to this particular person.
We talked about creativity earlier.
This was one of the most creative things I have ever seen in gift giving. Anyway, of course, she gives her daughter the Baby Ruth and there's this, oh, you know, mom, thank you very much. And she meant it. And then the next one was the son-in-law. And I think the one that she gave him was something like Nutter Butter or something like that. And of course, it opened up this ability to communicate with each other that was so incredible. It just made a huge difference in everyone's life. And to this day, everyone said that was one of the best Christmases that they had ever had with each other.
Because they were laughing and having fun with it making jokes about the
and
different...
And crying about things that people said, you know, the sentimentality of it all. It was amazing.
And that's creating good energy.
That is creating good energy.
And that's what it's all about. It's exactly. Not about the gift itself.
Yeah.
So, you know, in the last segment, we talked about using money to create good energy for the holidays. But the truth is you can create good energy directly.
Like that.
By clearing the negative stuff in your way.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, it's cheaper, it's easier, it's better. Mm-hmm. Instead of trying to buy good energy for the holidays, which is a really indirect way of doing it, Just clear the negative energy.
Okay. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Numbness to your feelings are very common during the holiday season. Mm-hmm. Any clearing work always helps you to understand your feelings better. Being specific with your feelings is the most effective way to clear, to connect with essence. And the ecosystem approach helps remove the layers that keep you from your authentic self.
Okay. So Jason, let's teach everyone, for those who don't know, and reminders for those who do know, how to do the clearing.
So the first thing is set your intention so that if we do a clearing that doesn't really apply to you.
Or appeal to you,
that set your intention to make it helpful for someone else.
Okay.
So you use your imagination. You can sit in any way you want. You can stand up. You can stand on your head. It doesn't matter. We say, and to eliminate. So gather up all those negative emotions, the situation, whatever we say to eliminate, gather it up in your, starting at the tips of your toes. Blow it out into a trash can. And this can be in a real trash can, an imaginary trash can. Take a gentle breath and exhale. And as you exhale, send all those negative feelings, emotions in that breath and make it go into the trash can.
Okay.
The trash can is imaginary. We own it and we'll empty it. So don't worry about that.
And then we're going to activate life force energy. By the way, the most powerful energy we have access to. We're going to pull in life force energy through the top of your head and with that breath, meaning, and then you're going to let it go all the way to your toes and of course down your arms. And then I like to turn it around when I start to blow out that my breath, meaning, and what it does is it, if there's any negative energies left laying around or hanging out, that kind of thing that need to be gone, you're going to get rid of them. You're going to blow everything into the trash can as well. So, by the way, we see this life force energy is clear, pure light. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you with all the aspects of holiday shopping. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world?
Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We are going to help you create positive energy for the holidays and all aspects of holiday shopping. Jason, let's get started.
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my real feelings about holiday shopping. Take a breath, blow it into the trash can. It can be imaginary, just blow it in there. Make sure you set your intention to help the guy next to you, even if you can't see them, the guy or gal, and that we're going to do this together and help each other.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can clear those feelings to have more confidence with holiday shopping. Take a breath.
And to eliminate all those fears, worries, anxieties, fear of embarrassment, fear of shame when I go to buy holiday gifts that just get in my way, that keep me from doing a good job with that. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the blocks that are keeping me from my courage to let go of the negative feelings and call in the positive feelings and the knowings, the awareness about what's in the best interest of holiday shopping. Take a breath. And I should say holiday gift giving as well. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my neediness to get people to love me by overspending during the holidays, my neediness to be validated, my neediness to be loved, liked,
and
approved of.
And the hero.
And the hero. There Take a go. Breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can focus on other people's needs and wants when I purchase gifts.
Take a breath. And to eliminate any shame I have about money, any shame I have about my gift-giving budget, any shame I have about the cost of my gift. Take a breath. And to eliminate the illusion that the best gift is always the most expensive one, when that's not necessarily true.
At all.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the worry, anxiety, and stress I feel during holiday shopping and the holiday season. Take a breath.
And to eliminate, and this is probably for me, and to eliminate any dark thoughts I have about crowds and wanting to get rid of all the holiday shoppers, all in one fell swoop. Take a breath. Any hate you have of crowds, any anxiety, judgment of crowds.
And I'd like everyone to help Jason right at this point, right now.
Take a breath.
Take a breath, everybody. And to eliminate my fear, terror, and panic of other people's judgments if they misunderstand my intentions in the gifts that I give them. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can focus on other people's needs and wants when I purchase gifts. Take a breath.
By the way, I just need to say, my husband is the best gift giver ever. He's amazing. So maybe that's just to me. I'm not sure. But anyway.
Yeah, Jason, she wants that piece of jewelry. That was a hint over the radio. So
bling, 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 bling. And that wasn't the phone. All right. Let's activate some life force energy. What do you say, Jason? So I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can have the courage to spend according to my budget during the holidays. Take a breath.
So I can, and to activate life force, so I can soothe any shame or guilt I have about my budget, how much I spend, or my gift choices during the holidays. Take a breath.
And to activate life force, so I can be creative in life force in how I use my budget and what I spend money on. Breathe. Pull that in. Let that life force energy just come right in through the top of your head. So, and to activate life force so I can love myself enough to be okay with my holiday shopping. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to be peaceful and happy right now.
Take a breath. So, Jason, I always ask the question, what are we going to talk about next week? We got a couple of good things going on next week. So I'm excited.
Actually, next week, we're going to talk a lot. This is just a warning, okay? For our show, we're going to do holiday frenzy.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
What to do about the last minute craziness that everyone gets. Oh my gosh, this is such an important one. Mm-hmm. And even if you don't have holiday frenzy, first of all, you're probably lying to yourself. And second of all, this show will still help you.
Because, no matter what.
Because we get to a lot of issues that transcend just holiday frenzy.
Right, right.
So the other thing is that next week we're going to be filling in for Dr. Pat on her show.
Which is 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern time.
Yes, you can listen, you can get to it by going to www.drpatshow.com. Transformation Talk Radio. She's there too. You can listen live. You can listen to the recorded version. But we're going to be filling in for her at 10 a.m. And while she's on vacation. Now, we promised that we wouldn't wreck her show, but this is going to be a fun show because we're going to talk about some really important stuff there. And I think it's kind of defining for us.
Okay, good.
In fact, we're going to talk about how the ecosystem came to be, the story, the backstory. So,
oh, and you know, how many people ask us about that all the time? Well, how did this all happen? And we might even talk about how Jason and I actually met. We'll just touch on it just a little bit. And I won't tell you all the bad things that I said to his face. But the truth is, if you liked your experience with us today, mark your calendar. The Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded. And you can go to our website at www.livinglighter.org.
So if you want to feel better and make clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically, we talked about specifically in this show, how important that is, you have to sign up for our newsletter. The newsletter, we do clearings that are associated with our topic every week, and it's free, it's easy. We've designed it so you can take this clearing, this email will come to your phone, your phone, you can take it with you and clear all during the week. And talk about being specific and constant. That's the way to do it. It's free. All you have to do is go to www.livinglighter.org, go to the newsletter tab. We ask for your name and email address, and it is so easy to do. Please do it right now. You'll not regret it.
Okay. I want to go back to the Dr. Pat show for just a moment. Dr. Pat is the one who runs the station that we do.
She's the founder of the Transformation Talk Radio.
She is.
Yes.
And I have to tell you, she is amazing. and she's been doing this for a long time. And she actually lived in the real world with the rest of us. Because of circumstances, decided, you know, I'm going to just do what I really want to do. And the truth is, we can help you do the same thing. So listen to her show and you'll get some idea of where we started out. And that's next Monday.
10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Or it's recorded. You listen to the recorded version.
Right. 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Pacific, Eastern time. Excuse me. And let me say that again. 10 a.m. Pacific time next Monday and 1 p.m.
4 p.m. 4 p.m. Eastern time.
No, 1 p.m. For the Dr. Pat show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. Okay.
So now that you're all confused, clear confusion, and we'll...
all right. So if you...
if you go to our website, it'll all be there.
It'll all be there. Yeah. Okay. So, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter. If you want to feel better, make clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically, you still have to sign up for our newsletter. When you do that, you do get a backstory for Living Lighter Radio, which is us and Jason and Patricia. If you want to hear, if you want to send us an email, that would be fantastic. We'd love to hear from you. And by the way, Jason really wants to hear from you. So send us an email at jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org. That's Jason, J-A-S-O-N, and A-N-D, Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, at livinglighter.org. It's one word. So if you got a benefit today, go like us on Facebook. We always talk about the next show on that. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.